The UW College Republicans was charged the fees after recently bringing controversial speaker David Horowitz to the Madison campus. The group claims it was done to clamp down on conservative voices. Don Nelson, assistant director of the UW-Madison State Relations Office, says the fee was assessed by local police without any political factor.
The university has no interest in silencing these types of events. We want to encourage the exercise of free speech and the academic nature of these events.
The issue grew more contentious after Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman said he would draft legislation to eliminate all security fees if UW administrators didn't work to make the campus a free speech zone. After a meeting between the college Republicans and the chancellor's office, the UW agreed to pay the fees. Sarah Mikolajczyk of the College Republicans says she appreciates the UW's decision. However,
I think it's an absolutely ridiculous policy to expect student organizations to fork over that kind of money unexpectedly, but I guess they're really not going to be doing anything about it.
But the chancellor's office says student groups are now expected to meet with administrators to discuss events to prevent future disputes. The fee is less than what's been charged on other campuses in the state. The UW-Milwaukee charged the Conservative Union $2,500 for bringing former terrorist Waleed Shuba to its campus. And UW-Whitewater Police charged a Native American student group more than $2,000 for Ward Churchill's visit in 2005. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.